This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Punk rock to new wave, British folk to deep funk, New York-style garage rock to heavy soul. Over four decades, Paul Weller has done it all. He's fronted two critically acclaimed bands, The Jam and The Style Council, and sustained a long solo career that's been every bit as inventive. His latest album is called Saturn's Pattern. This is a bit of the title track in the background. The record's adventurous, it's tight, and, of course, it rocks. And I'm glad to welcome Paul Weller back to the Soundcheck studio. Hi.
Thank you.
So the new album, Saturn's Pattern, without an apostrophe. So...
I just didn't like the way it looked with the apostrophe, that was all.
Oh, as simple as that.
Aesthetic choice, yeah.
Now, it's an album that covers a lot of ground. Did you set out to make something that really pulled from all these different places?
No, I think those things are just developed, really. And... me, along with everyone else I work with, all got so much music and so many different styles of music. I think they just surface, really.
You told the Guardian newspaper that you think you've written three perfect songs. One was Wings of Speed.
Long wings of speed that will bring you home to me.
Off of Stanley Road. The other was Strange Town, the Ode to London with The Jam. And off the new album, the song Going My Way.
Yeah.
What is it about that song that stands out for you?
Well, I don't think it could be any better. That's what makes it perfect for me. And I think the arrangement and the way it's played, I mean, the whole thing really. So it's quite rare to feel that that's... not only caught the original idea, but gone way beyond that, you know.
So is this one of those songs that comes to you all in one fell swoop and in like an afternoon it's done, or did you have to work at this one?
No, a lot of work, because I had the song for 2 years or maybe a long time anyway, and I kept trying it. But so we did it in sections in the end. We did like the verse separately, and then we did the bridge and then the chorus and edited it all together. And so it was a different way of putting a song together, really.
Yeah. And at what point did you realize, may have caught some lightning in a bottle here?
Well, at what point? I don't know. I mean, I suppose, you know, when you're near mixing stage, I suppose. But when we found the ending, that's when I knew we had something real special going on. There's a great coda on it. And that's when I thought it was really something else.
The song's called Going My Way. It's from the latest album by my guest, Paul Weller.
With me.
Going My Way. It's from the new album Saturn's Pattern. British songwriter and guitarist Paul Weller with me here in the Soundcheck studio. Would it be fair to say that, he's not a ghost, but that the ghost of Paul McCartney sort of looms over parts of this album?
I would hope so, yeah. But, well, I mean, he's loomed large in my life since I can remember. It's my earliest recollections, really. Him and his other... colleagues, you know, because a few people have said it's kind of makes them think of like Ram, around the time of Ram and that sort of thing. But yeah, I wasn't conscious of it, but Macca's music's always with me, man. Yeah,
but that's not to say that it's consistent throughout the record. I mean, there's tracks like, is it Long Time, the one that sounds like Iggy and the Stooges?
Yeah.
And you know, and I think
my favorite on the record is Pick It Up, which right. is, you know, has this kind of
funky one.
Funky, yeah. almost like early classic Talking Heads kind of sound at times.
Right.
Where did that come from?
I don't know, really. It came from just a drum loop
mm-hmm.
and a one-note guitar riff thing, and it just rolled on from that.
So do you have a kind of consistent method of writing a song where, you know, it'll start with an instrumental riff of some kind and then the lyrics come, or is...
Well, it's hard to say, you know, because, I mean, for most of the time I write in a very traditional way, that is sitting down with a guitar or piano and just working on it and just playing through something and trying to make something form. But for this record, I kind of put those sort of songs aside and mm-hmm. we just started from nothing, really. And so quite sort of vague ideas, and then we just kind of experimented and just added stuff to it. And so the picture was built up as we went along, basically. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I mentioned early Talking Heads, and, you know, in those days, David Byrne would write the instrumental stuff first, and there would just be like what he called a mumble track, you know, placeholder yeah. vocals while he actually wrote the lyrics later. And then at some point, like in the 80s or 90s, his songwriting shifted. And, you know, now if you ask him, he'll say he could never write like that anymore. Right. What about for you? Has there been a turn in the process for you?
Well, I've only, yeah, there has been, I guess, in the last few records. But only because I'm just trying to find other ways of doing it just to keep my interest, really, you know. And also working in those methods makes you write differently, think differently as well, you know. And before we did this record, I had like 6 or 7 songs which were more kind of traditional, if you like, which were kind of more acoustic songs, some of which were good, but I just knew I didn't want to make that sort of record, you know. Mm-hmm. So they've kind of ended up on B-sides or whatever, bonus tracks. But I wanted just to start from nothing and then just to see where it went to, you know, naturally just led itself, really. And, you know, after you've been doing it for a number of years... It's just to trying to keep the interest and trying to find different ways of doing things as well, different, you know, methods.
Well, I like where this one took you. The song's yeah. called Pick It Up. It's from the new record by Paul Weller called Saturn's Pattern.
Pick it up, pick up the pieces and don't let it get away. Pick it up, pick up the pieces and put them together again.
Pick It Up from Paul Weller and his latest album called Saturn's Pattern. So, Paul, this is your 12th solo record. And somewhere around number 27, 28, do you keep track?
No, we don't. I don't know.
So you're pretty famously not a guy who does a lot of looking back, you know, not into yeah. nostalgia and reform.
Well, I'm just not a particularly nostalgic person, that's all, really.
Yeah. However, there is this massive photo book called Into Tomorrow, which is a very forward-looking title, but of course the book is looking back at photos of the last 20 or so years.
Yeah, it goes from like, yeah,
career.
Like sort of 90, early 90s up till now.
Right.
Recent, yeah.
So is this an exercise in nostalgia in some way?
No, I just thought it occurred to me that it had been over 20 years that I've been working with Lawrence Watson, who's the photographer. And because we'd done a shoot last year for a Greatest Hits record I had out, but I just realised how much stuff we've done together, you know, over 20 years plus anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it would be a nice thing to put in a book.
It's got some really lovely shots, and one of the first pictures is you sitting in front of, you know, your... L-shaped library, stacks and stacks of records, and it says, "What is better than getting pissed and stoned and listening to loud, beautiful tunes?"
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that you circa 1992, or is that you still?
Well, I still think it's, you know, I still think that's a fair sort of point, really. I just don't drink anymore. That's the only difference.
Yeah.
But I still like to listen to loud music with my, you know, cocoa. And but yeah, I like it when the music, when it's so loud that it goes right through your body,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And what do the kids, and you have many of them, what do they think of, oh, there's Dad cranking his loud music again?
Sometimes, they're mainly the ones that tell me to turn it down, yeah, which is interesting, isn't it? It's an interesting take on things, isn't it?
Kind of a role reversal, I would imagine, yeah. from when you were a kid.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What's wrong with kids these days?
I don't know, but,
why don't people, they appreciate loud music?
Well, my second eldest son, he's into it. He mm-hmm. started to play now. He plays drums and guitar. And he doesn't mind having it loud.
How old is he?
10.
That's your second oldest?
Yeah.
Wow. So you have 7 kids in like a 12-year age range or something like that?
My eldest is 27, and my youngest boys are twin boys, and they're 3.5.
Okay, so you have 6 within like a 10-year.
Yeah.
That's, wow. Okay.
Yeah, man.
How are you still upright at this point?
Well, you know, you just got to do it, haven't you? You got to get on with it.
Is it true one of your sons' name is Bowie?
Yeah, he's one of the twins, yeah.
One of the twins.
My wife's a big Bowie fan, yeah. Now,
what's the other twin's name?
His name's John Paul.
Okay.
George and Ringo.
Nice. So the book is this really big, heavy, beautifully bound tome. It is out now as well. The British songwriter and guitarist Paul Weller with me here in the Soundcheck studio. There's also a photo towards the end of the book of you kind of, if you were an athlete, you'd say you were in the zone, where you talk about that moment where everything falls away and it's just you and the music.
Mm.
So at its best for you, is playing music kind of a spiritual experience?
It is when you get those moments, definitely. There's a certain connection which you can't put your finger on, but I definitely feel connected to something else. And I had a few moments 2 nights ago experiencing the same thing. But yeah, definitely, I would say.
Mm-hmm. And is it rare that happens?
Well, it doesn't happen all the time, but I think, you know, it's happening more and more often these days because the band's playing really good and there's a good, just a good vibe from us, I think, really, as an internal thing, you know. So I think there's more, it happens more often.
Well, this kind of gets to the key issue for the touring musician, you know. There are many musicians who just hate the idea of playing the same set night after night, you know.
Don't do it, man. Just change it up then.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple, you know.
Mm-hmm. When you're making up a set, will it generally be stuff from the more recent records? How far back do you look?
Well, you know, we try and change the set every year we go out. I mean, at least a little anyway, just to make it interesting for us, you know. And I couldn't do the same thing you were saying before about just playing the same song every night for year after year after year. I don't know if I take my hat off to those people who can do it, but I certainly couldn't anyway. But yeah, mainly it's the new stuff. And I find, since we played the new songs, it's made us play the old songs differently as well. There's a different feeling of ensemble playing amongst us anyway. But but on this particular trip, we've just been playing, obviously the new stuff and just songs from my solo stuff,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, are old. Some of them songs are over 20 years old, you know, so it's old enough.
Yeah. Well, you know, looking back at some of the pictures in the book, there's a lot from the kind of the Wildwood period, it seemed. And that was kind of musically a very fertile time for you as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. They had a lot of songs then. I mean, after sort of a period of time before that and after the Style Council finished, I didn't really write anything for probably a good 2 years or something, maybe longer. Anyway, I seemed to discover my music and all my direction, and then from the first solo album, it just kind of all came flooding out after that. So there was like that record, and then there was Wildwood and Stanley Road, and there's lots and lots of songs then. It was a very creative time, I think, yeah.
Yeah. Let's hear the title track from Wildwood. We'll get back to the new record in a moment, but a little walk down memory lane here, triggered by the book called Into Tomorrow by Paul Weller.
High tide, mid-afternoon, people fly by in the traffic's boom, knowing just where you're blowing. Getting to where you should be going. Don't let them get you down, making you feel guilty about. Golden rain will bring you riches, all the good things deserve now.
Wildwood from the album of the same name by Paul Weller. So this time period that we're talking about, was this like for you, was this a really rejuvenating time for you post Style Council and kind of?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it took me a long time to get back on the track, really. A good year and a half anyway, or whatever, maybe longer, I don't know. But and I really only found that through going back out and touring and playing. Mm-hmm. My dad, who was my manager at the time, he's passed away since that time. But anyway, he was saying to me, you know, in a very practical way, that you need to go on tour and earn some money because we haven't got any money, which I did. So, but I hated it at the time because it was really like starting again. But it was probably the best thing that ever happened to me, because through that I learned so much. And I also, like I said before, I found my value in it and my worth in it as well, you know.
And is that about the time that you started, that Lawrence Watson, the photographer, started following you around?
Yeah, probably a little, yeah, around that time, yeah. 91 onwards, I guess, yeah. Follow me around, that's right.
Yeah, I don't want to say stalking, but
well,
no,
you probably won't.
There's some really striking photos in the book. It's called Into Tomorrow. So that's out now, along with the latest record by Paul Weller called Saturn's Pattern. Noel Gallagher was here not too long ago on Soundcheck and talking about working with this duo called Amorphous Androgynous.
Yep.
And you've done some work with them as well.
Yeah.
What do they bring to the table?
Well, Gaz, there's two fellas, Gaz and Brian, and Gaz in particular is a very singular sort of person, and has his own sort of ideas and visions of how to put music together. So, you know, it's just interesting to work with people who've got a different kind of view. And when I worked with them, we did like maybe 7 or 8 tunes, not necessarily finished, but ideas anyway, you know. This was like sort of probably 2 or 3 years ago. And but they're into kind of more sort of soundscape as well, and textures, and yeah. It was a similar sort of thing to how I've been working anyway, which was like they'd have a backing track or a kind of rough backing track idea, and then I would just jam ideas or play some live stuff on top of it. But White Sky, which is the first track on the album, that was something that I'd done with the Blads from that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's hear this is one of the collaborations.
Yeah.
Is this the only one that actually made it onto the record?
It's the only one that's on the record, although there's another one, I think, coming out sometime this year as a B-side, which was, yeah, another thing we did at the same time, but we've kind of finished.
Well, this is actually the lead-off track on the album Saturn's Pattern, music from Paul Weller.
There's a sheet of polar sky that kind of mixes my soul. Oh,
is called White Sky. It's from Saturn's Pattern, the latest album by the British songwriter and guitarist Paul Weller, and featuring the electronic duo called Amorphous Androgynous. You know, Noel Gallagher ended up saying pretty much the same thing that you just said, that, you know, he did all these different tracks, but only one or two actually made it onto the record. And he said, they have their own thing. They have their own sound, pretty much exactly what you just said.
Yeah.
Where the two of you meet, Amorphous Androgynous, although you've worked with Noel as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
There are photos in the book of you and Paul McCartney and Noel Gallagher all doing stuff together.
Yeah.
But the meeting place for you and Amorphous Androgynous, you know, you coming out of 70s, 80s, 90s, and them being electronic, you know, younger producers.
Not too much younger, but yeah, take your point.
Yeah. The meeting place sounds like you're both sides are looking back at, like, early Led Zeppelin, you know? It's just, it had that kind of stomping pattern that you heard in...
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just the way it's sort of come out, you know? No one sat down and said, let's make it like a Zeppelin track, you know? I was sort of thinking funkadelic. But you know, whatever anyway, you know what I mean? Because we're also talking about me and Gaz and Brian are also probably like most people I know are just mad music fans for whatever it is, you know. They do a lot of mixed compilations called A Monstrous Psychedelic Bubble. These great compilations. And but you know, amongst that there'll be sort of, you know, sort of jazzy things, there'll be sort of psychedelic folk things, there'll be funk. It's just music, you know. I mean, I think it's getting to that point where you just sort of do away with all the titles and the descriptions, and it's just great music, you know.
And when you've finished a song or an album full of songs, it sounds like maybe the sense of discovery is just beginning then, because then you get to look back at what you did and say, yeah, oh, that sounds like P-Funk or like Zeppelin or whatever.
Well, listen, you can always find some reference in anything, you know. But I think overall... Obviously, like we've been saying, you can hear the influences, but overall, I think it's highly original music. I don't think anyone else is making this music, and I stand by that. And, you know, the influences that are always going to be there, they're there consciously and subconsciously, and good. I'm glad they are.
Well, I mean, nobody, no matter how creative a genius they are, comes out of nothing.
No,
you know?
Not at all, no.
So, now... In addition to the album, in addition to this book of photographs that we've mentioned, you have a line of clothing, is that right?
I do. I have a record, a book, and some clothing. This is my second collection, which is just out now, and it's called Real Stars Are Rare. And it's just a mail-order-only thing. But, yeah, it's good.
And... I mean, look, you can tell by looking at
you
me.
You need dressing, man. I'm telling you. I'm going to get you sorted out. I'm going to change your image.
So I do have a question I want to ask, but I just don't know the right words for it. So, I mean, what kind of clothing line is this? Is it...
Quality.
But it's not like, you know, baggy shorts and, you know...
Of course not. No. Well, I mean, whatever I do is always kind of mod-based or mod-centric. It has to be. But they're just, there's very, very nicely cut suits, jackets. Tailoring anyway is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And have a look online. You know, I don't want to do a big hard sell on it. It's there, right?
But I'm curious, you know, as someone who very much comes to this world from way outside. men's clothes only, would you ever consider designing women's clothing?
I don't know. I'm not a designer. I'm just making stuff that I like. It started out, I wanted to make stuff that I couldn't find myself in the shops. And I figured, well, if I'm thinking that, there must be other people who are thinking that.
I do remember, you know, watching the first tour of The Jam here in the States and thinking, why are these guys dressed so well? I mean, even as a young guy, you know, you guys looked good.
Yeah. Well, you lot was all still in denim then, weren't you?
Yeah, denim held together by patches and pins.
That's right. We were surprised when we got here.
And it wasn't a fashion statement. It was literally what held the clothes together.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I guess it's also just born out of my love of music and clothes. And I suppose from the time I grew up in, you know, the formative sort of years, you know, and that's what it was then, really. If you liked a band, you liked them because of their music and you liked their hair and you liked their clothes. It was kind of... And fashions were more street-based then as well. They didn't come from designers or brands. It was more... The kids kind of invented their fashions, really.
Right.
The whole mod thing, the whole skinhead thing, the suede-head thing, and et cetera. So I guess, you know, those things sort of stay with you, really.
Mm-hmm. Paul Weller, my guest here on Soundcheck. The latest album's called Saturn's Pattern. You famously do work pretty quickly under normal circumstances. Are you already thinking ahead to the next one?
Well, I've got a few tunes, and but I probably won't have any time to record, and maybe in sort of towards the end of the year. But yeah, I mean, I've always got a few songs on the go or some ideas anyway.
All right, well... You certainly have enough going on right now. Clothing line, the photo book called Into Tomorrow, the album's called Saturn's Pattern. Paul, thank you for taking some of that time and spending it with us on Soundcheck
You're
today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That does it for this podcast, but make sure to check out our archives of live performances, in-studio videos, exclusive music previews, and much more at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.